Hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I know you're going to fill up the phone lines because you love Catholic radio, don't you? You're listening, I hope you love Catholic radio. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Do you truly appreciate what you hear on Catholic radio? Could you call up and share with the world something you've learned, something that has changed your heart, your soul, your mind, something that you really appreciate about Catholic radio, why you listen all the time to Catholic radio? Will you call in and share with the world? Because people are kind of, you know, going up and down the dial, trying to figure out what they're going to listen to, what they're going to spend their time on. And what you have to say today could really help souls really get hooked on Catholic radio. And that could really get them on the road to holiness, the road to sainthood. So here is the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Between 40 and 45% of the folks that are listening to Catholic radio aren't Catholic, or they have walked away from the Catholic Church, and they're revisiting the Catholic Church through Catholic radio. So there's a reason you're listening. We want to know the reason. 833-288-EWTN. Now we have Matt on the phones. He's ready to pick up your call, and he'll chat with you for a few minutes. You'll get to listen live. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live, and then you'll jump into the discussion and share. Why you listen to Catholic radio. We'd love to know that because it's important. It's also fall pledge drive season around the country. Okay, either pledge drives have happened already, or they're starting, or they're about to start in the next couple weeks. And Catholic radio is listener supported. And so we like to know the reasons why. Because is God using the radio airwaves? We believe so. And we'd like to know what you think about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I'm waving to everybody on the chat. Hi, you guys. It's good to be back. It's good to see you. And well, you're seeing me. I'm just watching your chats, and I love that. So that's wonderful. But we really need you to weigh in on this topic. It's very, very important, especially when we need Catholic radio now more than ever in this world. Do you agree with that statement? If you do, call in and tell us why. 833-288-3986 EWTN. Okay, like I said, we've got Matt on the phones. Mace McKay is our producer today, and he's on the controls doing a fine job. Michael McCall's on social media, so if you got a comment there of why you love and appreciate Catholic radio, please send it in there, and Michael will happily put it on the show document. Today is Saint of the day is Saint Robert Bellarmine, and a great saint. So, you know, it's important when we highlight the saints of the day that you go after the show and learn about those saints so you can see why they are our wonderful role models, and they are in the beatific vision. So they want us, they're our cheerleaders, they want us to get to heaven. So do you truly appreciate what you hear on Catholic radio? That is the question I'm asking today, and I really need your assistance. So fill up those last open phone lines. Now, if you don't appreciate, see, we cover from all angles, guys. Okay. We do the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay. So if you don't appreciate Catholic radio, call in and tell us why. What bothers you about Catholic radio? Why do you still listen to Catholic radio if it bothers you? We can talk about that as well. See, we like to have a very well-rounded, robust discussion so we can walk away from this brief hour in Catholic radio. We walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. But I can't really do it alone. Well, I could try to do it alone, but you don't want to hear me talking for the whole entire hour. So I really want to talk to you because you are the teachers, you are the catechists. And so do you truly appreciate what you hear on Catholic radio? Tell us why. Tell us what you've learned. Maybe there was something that just, you know, you just flipped onto the station and you happened to hear something and God was talking right to you, right to you. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, You know, this is a worldwide radio show, and God speaking right to me. How does that work? How does the Holy Spirit work? Well, that's the beauty of our God that we serve. Do you truly appreciate what you hear on Catholic Radio? That's the question. Here is the number, 833-288-3986. Now, cool feature, and we are starting to get texts coming in. That's really cool. You can text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your question or comment, and we will get it right away. And that's kind of exciting. We are starting to get text messages, so that's a fun way to communicate and stay in touch. Just keep in mind that message and data rates may apply. And so, yeah, I am getting comments already that those of you heard the Saint of the Day, Saint Robert Bellarmine, you absolutely appreciate him as well. So that's great. That means you're learning about the saints, and we're all growing. I love learning about the saints. In fact, I'll tell you guys a little secret. Well, it's not really a secret because I'm sharing it with you. But when I can't sleep at night, I'll just YouTube a different life of a saint, and I'll learn about a different saint. Sometimes the lesser known saints, they're really cool. And then I'll also do the YouTube audio of the Bible, different books of the Bible. So if something's going on in my life, I'll just, you know, I picked Genesis the other day, and I just went through all the books of Genesis. It was really interesting, fascinating. And I didn't even fall asleep, although I felt like I was falling asleep. So it was kind of like I was learning and resting at the same time, which was really cool. Okay, we had a bunch of calls come in all at once, so I don't know what happened. So call back if you dropped off, and tell us what you appreciate about Catholic Radio. It's very important. It's really because we want to know how we can better serve you. I mean, Catholic Radio exists because of you. I mean, the whole idea of Catholic Radio is to get people to heaven. That's the mission of Catholic Radio. We're all trying to get to heaven, right? Well, that Catholic Radio is solid catechesis, and we can be well-formed in the faith, and we can move along that spiritual journey and of the road to holiness, the road to sainthood. You get the picture. So call in and tell us why you appreciate Catholic Radio. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And when I come back, I'm going right to the phones to hear what you have to say about Catholic Radio today on Take Two. What you truly appreciate about Catholic Radio. Could you call in and let us know? 833-288-EWTN. We've got some social media comments, and that's great. I'm going to get to Michael and Joe's comment in just a moment. If you'd like to add to their comments, that would be great. I want to get to the phones. Ann will be first in Buffalo, New York. So Ann, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk about MyTuner. If you have the MyTuner app, you can listen to EWTN Radio's live stream. Open the MyTuner app and search EWTN. Okay, it's that simple. I think this is so cool. Different ways you can listen to EWTN and carry it with you. So please call in. We do have a couple open phone lines because some people dropped off. I don't know why. Maybe you made your comment to Matt and then you just hung up. That's fine. But I'd love to talk with you a little bit more about Catholic Radio. What do you truly appreciate about Catholic Radio? 833-288-EWTN. Please fill those phone lines right there. Let's go to Anne, and Anne is in Buffalo, New York on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Anne.
Hi, I just sent up a prayer to St. Michael and Blessed Carlo Acuti for the technical difficulties.
Oh, really? Did you have technical difficulties? I didn't realize that. Okay, I'm sorry.
I heard you talking to your speaker.
Our producer. Okay. So you were on hold. Okay. Yeah. No, we were just checking the volume, but we're all good. So thank you for saying that St. Michael prayer. Thank you. I always, whenever there's any technical problems, always say the St. Michael prayer because the demons like to mess with technology. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm 69 and I went to, public school and Catholic education. But I really feel that a lot of people are misinterpreting anything they remember, or they just take at face value what people tell them. And I listen to Johnette a lot because, I don't know, something with her show where I'm struggling with something. And I just, you know, I hear this information like God's sending it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that one worked. I never thought about that. And Dr. Ray and, of course, your show and the spirit world, it's all so interesting. And I think people should listen, take a listen. Don't just, you know, change the channel. Find something that you might relate to. I had a conversation with my husband a couple of days ago, and I said, I went to confession. He goes, you went to confession? Why? Nobody goes anymore. And I said, well, I learned on Catholic radio that we're blocking God's grace. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we, you know, clean up our souls and don't be afraid to go to confession. Healing begins with confession. And I just wanted to say that and say thank you, Catholic Radio, and thank you, Deb, for all you do.
Oh, thank you, Anne. I appreciate it so very, very much. And I think I can speak on behalf of Dr. Ray and Johnette. I agree with you. And listening to Catholic radio, you get those golden spiritual nuggets, right? That you can latch onto and you can learn and increase your faith knowledge. It's so true, Anne. We were, so many of us in our 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, when we were raised, even if we went to Catholic school, we had a certain type of catechesis, right? And we absorbed it as best we could. But as we got older, we realized there were a lot of things that we didn't know, because our faith is a very vast faith, very vast faith. And it takes a lifetime and more to really grasp so much of it. And that's the beauty of Catholic radio. It's like a virtual 24/7, you know, catechism class. It's nonstop formation. It helps us grow and it helps us increase our spiritual depth. And you're spot on about confession. Do you know, Anne, you probably know this because you listen regularly to Catholic radio, but a lot of people come back to confession after 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, sometimes 60 years, because of something they heard on Catholic radio. And so if obviously God is using the radio airwaves to reach every one of us. He's trying his hardest. He reaches us through the church. He reaches us through parish programs. He reaches us through people. He reaches us through events. And then he reaches us through the radio. And I agree with you. It's a constant formation. And that's the reason why I can tell you, I feel the same way. You know, it's interesting. I don't get to I can listen to Dr. Ray after I sign off and then I can sign back on, right? But when I'm signing on to get ready for take two, I get to listen to the last maybe 15, 20 minutes of Johnette's show, Women of Grace. And Anne, you are spot on. There are times when I'm really in need of something and Johnette's speaking about it to somebody else. And I'm listening in going, oh my goodness, this is for me. And it's amazing. And I totally agree with you. I hope and pray others appreciate Catholic radio as much as we do. And any other comments?
Well, I just like to say that my dad, he came back to the faith. He was incapacitated in a nursing home and he had many strokes and he was struggling a lot and he could not walk and he just, was very, very sick. And my mom and I prayed. We used a relic card with St. Philomena. And we put it on his legs and we prayed Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, simple prayers. And the next day he was out of that wheelchair. He could speak and walk. And he ended up, long story short, he ended up talking to a priest and coming back to, you know, confession after 50 years and received all the sacraments and died very peacefully, like, you know, within the year. And that could have been the best thing for him because he, you know, he was up there in years. But he had been struggling his whole life and he really needed that priest to listen to him and talk to him. And it was a miracle, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Praise be to God. That is an incredible story. And did you know to grab those relics and stuff because of something you've heard through Catholic radio?
Yes, because, you know, it's like touching a saint's relic is a connection.
Sure.
And I think that they're a help for us when we're struggling. And if you have a favorite saint, or even if you don't, you can pray about it and ask God to direct you. And They'll send you some help if you ask.
Right. Wow. Well, you're going to love this weekend's The Spirit World, Anne, because we've dedicated the whole show to St. Padre Pio because it's a couple days before his feast day. So I'm sure you're going to love tuning into that one.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and Anne, I brought the prayer book out. Can I add your dad's name to the prayer book?
Tony, T-O-N-Y.
Okay, beautiful.
Put my mom in there too, Josephine.
Josephine, okay,
Josephine,
love it.
Josephine and Tony.
Love it. Okay, Anne, God bless you. Thank you so much for getting us started properly today. I really, really appreciate it. God bless you and have a beautiful rest of your day. Anne's going to free that phone line for you to pick it up at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I'm going to get to Mary in St. Louis, Missouri in just a second. Mary, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I wanted to share Michael's comment from YouTube. I'm waving to you guys on YouTube. Hi, you guys. Michael says, I listen to Catholic radio to help me keep my sanity. That's hilarious, Michael, because I do the same thing. So that is so interesting. Have heard people talk about it. It was through podcasts that I discovered Catholic radio. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I do the same thing. It lowers my blood pressure. It just makes me feel so much better when I have Catholic radio on. My mom felt the same way. And Joe says, for me, compared to everything else, Catholic radio is the most positive programming that there is on the air. Wow. Thank you, Joe, for acknowledging that. That's huge. We like to keep it positive, and that's a good thing. Okay, so let's hear what Mary has to say. And Mary's in St. Louis, Missouri on YouTube. I'm waving to you. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Go right ahead.
Good. I wanted to say thank you so much. I love a Catholic radio station, and I was saying when I was a young girl, my mom would listen to it all the time, and I thought to myself, how does she do that all day long? And then now here I am at her age, and I do it. I listen to it all day long, and most importantly, last week we were praying for Amendment 3 to not be put on the ballot, and I was able to reach out. I called all of my family in over 5 different states and said, let's all listen to this live all day. And we did, and as a family, we were able to pray the rosary, you know, every hour on the hour. It was a wonderful way to connect all of us for something so important. And just, you know, I have children in studying theology and seminary, and it just gives me more knowledge to, you know, discuss things with them, and just the whole thing I feel is just a closer path to God. So I really get so much out of it.
Beautiful. I totally agree with you. And it's interesting, Mary, I just have to say, it cracks me up that you said that about your mom listening to Catholic radio. My mom used to have EWTN television on all the time, 24/7. And back in the day, I was like, Mom, what are you doing? I love Mother Angelica. I said, I do too, but do you watch anything else? I mean, is there anything else? And then I find myself doing it. So it's hilarious, but you do gravitate towards the truth and anything that's going to get, you know, that's innately, I think that's what's really driving us is this quest to get back to God. What do you say to that, Mary?
Oh, I say absolutely. I mean, I think that was the grounding that, you know, somehow my mother's faith was instilled in her, and then she shared it with us, but just, you know, just kind of laid it out there gently by having that source go on and enter into our hearts and our ears. And then when I'm an adult, my kids get in the car and they have it tuned into this.
Mm.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
Just, we need to know there's so much constant change in this world. And even though we have the change, we can go back to Mother Angelica, and what she's saying is valid to this day.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I'm right with you. And sometimes when she talks about people's their behavior and what they want in life and what they strive for and what they think about, and I'm like, well, that's happening today. I mean, it's the same thing today. So I totally agree with you. The beauty of Catholic Radio is I do think that the mission is very clear. I said it earlier. The mission's clear. It's to get people to heaven. It's to introduce people to God. It's to grow their relationship, their understanding of God, for them to get closer to God and to get people to heaven. And that's a beautiful thing. When you have a clear mission, it enables everybody to work towards that beautiful good. And I think God blesses that because, well, obviously he does, because he's working through. You know that the Holy Spirit is prompting people, even when people call at the right time or ask the right question, or, you know, it's kind of everything all lines up perfectly. But wow, that is incredible. Mary, a fabulous contribution today to this topic. Thank you so very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Mary's going to free that phone line for you to pick it up at 833-288-3986. We're going to get to Rob, and Rob is in Memphis, Tennessee on a Sirius XM 130. Hi, Rob.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Fantastic. Life is good, even on a bad day.
True. Absolutely.
So first of all, we'll go into how I even got to Catholic radio. For years, I listened to sports talk on the radio, and I realized they would do anything they could to get people to call in by making controversial statements, which would rile me up, even whether I called in or not. And so then I decided to listen to CNN and Fox kind of back and forth, and all that did was rile me up. I went to Catholic radio, and it's just as you said a few minutes ago, it's a calming effect, a total calming effect. But you also earlier were talking about confession, and people tend to quit going to confession because of the same sin over and over and over again. Well, I've got a story on that. My lack of patience has been one of my sins forever. Tell priests, so on and so forth. One of my favorite priests told me one time, because my lack of patience is normally either in traffic or with my wife, he says, well, I got a solution. I said, what's that? He says, sell your car and divorce your wife. Of course, he was being facetious.
Sure.
But then I go to a priest in Florida last year, and first of all, the priest was just kind of blew me away because he was in tailor-made clothes. He had a diamond ring on. He had a stainless and gold Rolex, and I'm thinking, okay, what's this going to be like? He very, very intently listens to everything I had to say. At the end of it, he says, let's look at patience. And I said, okay. He says, we are born for long suffering. And every time something pushes your patience, you just need to go, okay, God, this is part of my suffering, and leave it go. I have told that sin maybe twice since I go monthly. I've told that maybe twice since that confession, because he had a solution. And if we don't keep on going back, yeah, we all sin. We all have the same sin over and over and over again. But if we don't keep on going back, we aren't going to get that one priest that helps us with that one sin.
Mm. Wow. That was powerful. How long ago was that, Rob?
That was last December.
Last December.
I always go the first weekend of the month, mm-hmm. and my wife and I played golf, and when we were going on vacation, so we'd gone down to play golf, and it was right after the 8:30 Mass was confession, and there were 20-some people, mm-hmm. and I thought, oh, my gosh, my wife's going to kill me. I'm not going to get back until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, Rob, hold that thought. I want to ask you one more question, not about golf, but about Catholic radio. And if our dear listeners have anything to say about what they truly appreciate about Catholic radio, now is the time to call in 833-288-3986. Fill up those phone lines, guys. I'll be right back. I'm asking asking the question today, do you appreciate Catholic radio? And tell us why, if you appreciate it. Maybe you don't appreciate Catholic radio and you want to tell us why you don't. That's fine, too. We love to have all these really exciting discussions here on Take Two, but I really want to know why you appreciate Catholic radio. Maybe there's something that just really you've wanted to say for a long time. I'm giving you this platform to say it, so fill up those phone lines. We did have folks on the lines earlier, and they dropped off for some reason, so you're welcome to call back 833-288-3986, 833-288-3986. And we're going to get back with Rob in Memphis, Tennessee, because I have to ask him one more question. And no, it's not about golf. I know you guys know that how much I love golf, but oh, I could ask him about golf if you want me to. But before we get back to Rob, hold on, Rob, don't go anywhere. Our friends listening in East Central Texas need to hear from you this week. Armor of God Catholic Radio is airing their fall pledge drive starting today through Thursday. And by the way, I'm going to be on tomorrow on Armor of God speaking about angels. So if you're listening in Temple, Killeen, Fort Hood, or anywhere, remember to support EWTN Catholic Radio Station. So it's very important. Armor of God's going, their fall drive is this week, so that's important. I know others were last week, and then we've got more coming up in the next couple weeks. I'll be co-hosting those as well, some of them, and that's exciting. But you know what that means? That means all hands on deck. Everybody needs to step up and do what they can, and they need to call a friend. Ask a friend to give to Catholic Radio because it's listener supported. Okay, so back with Rob in Memphis, Tennessee, on Sirius XM 130. So Rob, fascinating journey that you shared and about the priest and what you feel about Catholic Radio being that calming effect. But I'm getting a couple jabs from our listeners saying, Debbie, he's a golfer. So I didn't know. So you and your wife golf together? I have to ask that.
Yes. Every vacation we go on involves. We look for courses. We set up trips that way. But, you know, even this year, the Holy Spirit takes care of you, okay? Mm-hmm. We were going to fly into Savannah from Memphis. And I said, we're not flying anymore. The airlines are horrible. We're going to drive. So we drive. We get to Columbus, Georgia. We go to the hotel. And what was the hurricane that came in and hit over there? Anyway, it was coming, and Savannah was going to get dumped on. So we changed our plans, and we went back to Alabama and went to the Robert Trent Jones courses in Alabama.
Nice.
And so, and that was the Holy Spirit. Had I flown, we'd been stuck in Savannah because they shut the airport down right after our flight would have landed.
Sure, sure. Wow.
And so, you know, everything, if you watch everything in your life, the number of times the Holy Spirit sticks his head in and helps you out, it's unbelievable.
Totally agree, Rob. You're not going to get an argument from me. I agree with you 100%. So when you're driving and you're going on some kind of vacation or some kind of, you know, a trip that you're going to, do you listen to Catholic radio in the car?
No. My wife's Jewish.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she has no interest in Catholic radio?
She has no interest in Catholic radio. So she had a real bad experience with Christians before she met me. She would say she was Jewish, and people would say they're going to pray for her while she was sick. Mm. And so she's turned off. So I don't do anything except for I play to St. Monica every morning, then St. Benedict of the Cross every evening, and leave it in the Holy Spirit's hands. Hopefully at some point it's going to sink in and she'll want to convert. But for me to do anything more than just practice my faith, I'm a daily communicant. I go to Mass every morning. I pray the rosary twice a day and listen to the scriptural rosary once a day. So I'm somewhat catechized. And she just, all I can do is just pray that it changes. But, you know, that's in God's and the Holy Spirit's time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is amazing. So I was married and I went through the annulment process. My former husband was Jewish. or is Jewish, I should say. So I can understand that. I mean, it's interesting though. But if you is there any way to connect when you read from the Bible, from the Old Testament, and then maybe she's open to listening to the New Testament? No.
Oh yeah, there's occasional I'll read something and or tell her what I heard, you know, in a homily or whatever, and it'd be something from the Old Testament. And she goes, and she's constantly surprised me. She says, That's the Torah.
Yeah.
And I said, First part of our Bible.
Right.
You know, every time I do that, that's the Torah. Yeah, that's part of our Bible.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, that is so interesting. And you know, interfaith marriages, I mean, it can be very rich and very, you know, because of our Jewish roots. And so I love that. And so if you can tap into that, it's interesting because when I was raising the kids, we also went to temple services with my in-laws. And it was so beautiful to get that rich history of the Jewish people. And and the ritual and the traditions, it's quite beautiful. Well, Rob, that is awesome. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. That was a great call. Okay. Rob's going to free that phone line telling why he was truly appreciative of Catholic radio and what we have to offer here on the radio station. So the way to dial in, if you'd like to share, do you answer the question, actually, do you truly appreciate what you hear on Catholic radio? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, we're going to go to, you're going to have to help me out with your first name. And I know you're in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. So why don't you pronounce your name so I get it right.
Wenling Li.
Wenling Li. Okay, beautiful name. And welcome to Take Two.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate Catholic radio because I listen a lot. I learn a lot. And, you know, even when I feel really down and go to depression, mm-hmm. instead of let my mind wandering or thinking about negativity, I just turn on the 14:30 a.m. and listen. And, you know, thank God that saved me and, work to you, EWTN, mm-hmm. and all the show to keep me going.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree with you. You know, it's so interesting that you said that because when I feel down too, I'll turn on Catholic radio and I instantly, because we're talking about God 24/7, because it's promoting the gospel message through the radio airwaves, it's just that way. It's inspiring. It's uplifting. It makes you think higher than your problems, right? And like Rob was saying, it's that has a calming effect. So it really does kind of get you. And Michael was saying on YouTube, it kind of keeps your sanity, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, I'm so happy that you called in and shared today. God bless you. Thank you so much, Wenling Li. I love it. Beautiful, beautiful name, beautiful soul. Thank you for sharing with us on Take Two. Okay, she's going to free a phone line there for you, 833-288-EWTN. Maybe you support Catholic radio. You donate to Catholic radio, and maybe you can tell us why you do. Why do you put your money behind something that you listen to? Okay, so this is real quickly. We're going to get to Paul. Paul, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Jason is saying on social media, I'm coming home to the Catholic Church. I'm really excited for the journey ahead. Oh, Jason, that's awesome. I'm going to put you in the prayer book. Way to go. And we'll get to Ethan as well. But you got to hear this. This is so cool. So let me see if I get this right. So Paul, this is the first time, Paul, you've ever called in to any radio station. You're in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Is this for real, Paul? This is the first time you've never called into any other radio station.
That's correct.
Wow. I feel so honored. I feel like I should get some kind of award or something. This is so cool. Okay. Or maybe I should give the award to you. All right. So tell us what prompted you to call in?
Well, I thought it was a very interesting question. You know, what do you appreciate about Catholic radio, or what do you like about it? I was just on my way from one meeting to another, and I thought, well, let me try calling and share my story. So I'm 51 years old. I was raised, I'm a cradle Catholic, so I was been going to Catholic Church all my life. You know, I did all, went through all the sacraments as expected, you know, at the appropriate age levels and everything. I went to a Catholic school. I even went to a Catholic university. You know, I've always been a churchgoer, but it's just in the last few years, especially listening to some of the programs, that things make a lot more sense. You know, things that I just felt like I was going through the motions on, just doing things as I was expected to. But I appreciate one of the previous callers was talking about the importance of those confessions and those different moments. Even confession has begun to take a little new, I'm taking more of an interest in that and understanding the importance of it. But you know, there's programs where you can learn about exorcisms and building your faith and how to be a Catholic parent, and all that is so relevant. Because I always think, and you know, I talked with my wife about this, the world is constantly sending us any message but this, you know, and it's like you have to take time out of your day to really think about these things that I probably just took for granted growing up. But for me, the main thing is there's so many important themes that are being discussed and shared, and it, you know, you can make a lot of sense, a lot of sense of life by listening to some of the programs that are offered.
Well, I completely agree with you. You know, one of the reasons, it kind of sounds like, Paul, that you might listen to the spirit world, because when you mentioned exorcisms, and I will tell you, that's the reason why Adam and I wanted to do the program, was for that exact reason, because there's a lot of things on podcasts and and other ways to get this information. And a lot of it is very good, but some of it, they lean into sensationalism and things like that, and it can be just more of things that you're going down that rabbit hole, maybe spending too much time on something and getting more confused. So we wanted this solid catechesis. And just like you said, people who have gone to Catholic school, gone to Catholic universities, they have contacted us and they have said, I just don't understand this. How come I've gone, you know, 50, 60 years and nobody's ever told me this before? Well, maybe it was shared in the classroom and maybe we weren't paying attention, or maybe it really wasn't. I mean, some people said they had a very shallow education when it came to the faith. So that's what I love about Catholic radio. And you tapped into it so much so it prompted you for the very first time you've ever called into a radio station. That is amazing. I just love what you have to say. So let me ask you this. Did you feel like you got a solid education, a Catholic education, though? Did you feel like it fell a little bit short?
I would say it was surface level at best. You know, I mean, at the time, of course, I didn't have anything to compare it to, but then becoming an adult and just trying to understand my faith and trying to understand some of the history of the church and why we do certain things, I mean, I'm trying to understand it at a whole nother level now. And how the Bible is, you know, structured, and the connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament. I mean, I'll be honest with you, as a student, I may or may not have been paying attention, or I may or may not have had a decent education, but I would describe it as kind of surface level.
Okay, so surface level. Yeah, that's what we're hearing a lot of. Does your wife share the same thoughts and feelings about Catholic radio? So do you get to share this together and talk about it after you learn something?
Yes, we do sometimes share notes. She honestly, I guess, got into this much earlier than I did. So I'm kind of behind the curve, but I'm trying to. And she goes to weekly Bible study class. But yeah, we do have that as an important part of our marriage, to share our faith and try to build our faith. So, and Catholic radio definitely has a role in that. So I appreciate what you all do.
Oh, you know what, Paul, since this is your first call, I brought the prayer book out, so I want to put you and your wife in our prayer book. We pray for all of the Take Two family. Do you feel comfortable giving us her first name?
Sure. Sophia, S-O-F-I-A.
Beautiful name. If I had had a girl, If God had blessed me with a girl, I would have named her Sophia. I love that name. Absolutely love it. Paul, that is so wonderful. Thank you so much. Calling in from San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Okay, Paul, I'm going to put you on the spot. Since this was your first time, you got to sometime in the next year call us again just to say hi.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay. God bless you, Paul. Have a beautiful rest of your day. What a great call. Boy, that just made my day. Did that make your day? It should. I think it's wonderful. Ethan on YouTube, I'm waving to you guys. I love the chats on YouTube. I could spend all day on Catholic YouTubes. Ethan says, I feel peace in my heart. That has got to be the presence of God via the radio waves. Absolutely, Ethan. I feel the same way. I feel that peace coming through the radio. We're the body of Christ. We come together, especially, you know, when we get to pray the rosary together, you know, Father Benedict Rochelle, Mother Angelica, we pray the rosary, we hear mass on the radio. We're being brought together as the body of Christ. It's so extraordinary. And it's, wow, it's so unique. Let's hear what Vicki has to say in Texas on Alexa. Hi, Vicki.
Yes.
Hello, go right ahead.
I'm calling because I'm giving up talk radio for a week. I've been in the habit of listening to political talk radio in the morning and then going to Catholic radio. And our priest said to us, don't let anyone steal your peace. And so I've decided I need to stay away from it and see how much difference it makes.
Wow, I love that. Do you know a lot of people listen only to Catholic radio during Advent and Lent? That's a big thing that people do, which is wonderful. But I love this about whenever with it being an election year and things like that, being very stressful and all this political talk going all over the place. And then you just said, okay, I'm tuning out of that. I'm tuning into Catholic radio. I think it goes back to what others have said on YouTube, that it really does keep our sanity. It kind of keeps us centered, keeps us focused, and that's very, very important. I love that, Vicki. I would say I'm going to join you on that, but I pretty much listen to Catholic radio round the clock anyway, and I do have to keep up to speed on what the news is for other segments, but I love it. I support you, and I think it's fabulous. Thank you so much for sharing. Any other comments?
No, that was it. I really love Catholic radio. I'm just going to be loving more of it now.
Yeah. Good deal. Thank you, Vicki. God bless you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. That is wonderful. Okay. I'm going to get to Sue. Sue, don't go anywhere. You're in Jefferson, Ohio, Sue. But I wanted to share with our listeners because we're going to run out of time, but I got to get to Sue. Very important. Join us. Oh, I just talked about the Mass. Join us for the Mass. And you can receive an email to remind you of Mass tomorrow, a.m. And every morning tomorrow in the morning, 8 a.m., EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel live every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. Don't miss out. We can send a link to your email inbox every day. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. Okay, so Mass, if you can't make it physically to Mass, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern, and every morning on EWTN. Wonderful feature for all of us. That's another feature on Catholic radio and television. Okay, Sue is in Jefferson, Ohio, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Sue.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I really do appreciate the Catholic radio station, although I'm not Catholic. I have always been seeking and looking, and I've checked a lot of different churches, and I am a member of a church, but I think that your radio stations, Dr. Ray and Take Two, and some of the others are really good.
Nice, nice. So, Sue, did you hear me say at the beginning of the show that about 40 to 45% that listen to Catholic radio are not Catholic? So you've got a lot of people listening with you, and they're drawn into what they hear. So can you give us a little bit more about when you listen to like Take Two, or you said Dr. Ray and some of the other shows? What do you walk away with, Sue? I'm curious.
When I listen to Mother Angelica, I'm all warm inside, and she just is awesome, mm-hmm. Or was or whatever. But Dr. Ray's got good information. I learn a lot of stuff about the Catholic faith and about my heritage, which is Christian, mm-hmm. as which is what Catholics are, Christian. And so I learn a lot about it, and I also feel uplifted by the station because there's so much that is depressing that in regular news, I don't really like to listen to the regular station at all anymore. Mm-hmm. But I do, as a non-Catholic, I thought that most of the shows are awesome. I just don't, Mother Miriam gets me sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's interesting because sometimes people do get a little bit maybe agitated by something they hear or something, but it also gets them to go deeper and to look into something and maybe kind of explore it a bit. Because I do know that certain topics will get responses from people and they'll say, oh, that just really aggravated me or that irritated me. But actually, I wanted to make sure I was saying the right thing before I commented. And because I went deeper, I got a better understanding. So it's really interesting how it can work both ways on that too, which is fascinating about Catholic radio. But Sue, let me ask you this. Is when you hear the, because we're Catholic, right? Catholic radio station. When you hear the talk about Catholicism, and you know, there may be some shows that may not resonate with you, but when you hear the talk about our vast faith, does it when you said it inspires you, it edifies you, does it deepen your Christian walk? Does it make you want to explore Catholicism? I'm just curious. I'm trying to get a feel for what people are pulling away from Catholic radio.
It, yes and no. Sometimes I think they have it all right. I mean, I am very against abortion, and some of the stuff that some of the stuff that they have been strong on over the years have turned. I believe if you look at it honestly, that y'all were right in the beginning. I mean, about birth control and stuff, because I think that women are not nearly as respected in today's society because of the pill. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that some of that stuff that the Catholic Church was right about, which everybody else thinks they're crazy about, it makes perfect sense. But then there's other stuff that I'm like, you know, I was raised from age 4 to in the Missouri Synod of the Lutheran Church, and of course, there's some things that I can't follow, I'm stuck in some places where I don't think I could become a Catholic, and other places where I think that they really have a good, a better understanding than we do on a lot of things.
Yeah, that's well said. No, that's a fair response. I think that's very fair to say, and that's what people are pulling from Catholic radio. I agree with you because we hear the feedback. You know, we get the comments, and But the beauty of what you just said is it reminds me, I always say the Catholic Church is like the lighthouse, right? A lighthouse is when, you know, it doesn't move. It's stationary. That's how the ships find their way back, right? And it's the light, and I love that about our Catholic faith, is that it's unwavering, it's steadfast, it's firm, it's consistent, all the things that people can lean on. And I think that's what you're tapping into, Sue, and that's a beautiful thing. I love that you're listening. I want to give you a big virtual hug for calling in. I appreciate it so very, very much. I was hoping that one of our Christian brothers and sisters would call in, because we have so many that listen to Catholic Radio. So thank you, Sue. God bless you. Thank you to everybody else who participated. You did a great job. Now, when your local Catholic radio station comes to you and says, we're having our pledge drive, our share-a-thon, our carathon, please call in and give generously, because Catholic Radio is listener supported. And don't forget EWTN. Okay, so important of a topic tomorrow I wanted to highlight for our listeners, and that is about love. So listen to this. How do you show love to others? That's tomorrow's topic. Thank you, Ace McKay, being our producer today. Thank you, Matt Kabinski on the phones, Michael McCall on social media. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry Take Two. You're doing wonderful work. And until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.